Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Investigators probing the deadly blast that ripped across Beirut are focusing on possible negligence in the storage of tons of highly explosive fertilizer in a waterfront warehouse. This has the government ordered the house arrest of several port officials. International aid flights are delivering aid as Lebanon's leaders struggle to deal with the widespread damage and shocking aftermath of Tuesday's blast. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The WHO says it expects to cover up to 1,000 trauma and up to 1,000 surgical interventions following the explosion in Beirut. Supplies airlifted from a humanitarian hub in Dubai will be used to treat burns and wounds caused by broken glass and other debris from the massive blast. Separately, Russian emergency officials say the first Russian plane with medical workers and equipment for a makeshift hospital has left the country and is heading for Lebanon. Four more flights will follow in the next 24 hours with more rescuers and medical workers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
5 months after confirming its first case of the new coronavirus, Brazil is fast approaching the bleak milestone of 100,000 deaths from COVID-19, a tragedy experts blame on the country's lack of coherent response. It will be just the second country to cross that grim threshold after the United States, where the death toll is now over 150,000. Facebook has deleted a post by U.S. President Donald Trump for the first time, saying it violated its policy against spreading misinformation about the coronavirus. The post in question featured a link to a Fox News video in which Mr. Trump says children are virtually immune to the virus. This is the first time that Facebook has removed a post from the president entirely. This is VOA News. The top infectious disease expert in the United States, Dr.